A Facebook entry dated May 3rd, 2021 reads, last week, a precious and 6-year-old little boy was playing on the makeshift soccer field on the Swartklip sports ground when he discovered the dead body of a beautiful 14-year-old girl. I will spare the images with the gory details. Sadly, this is not the first time that a body of one of our children has been found on this field. It is well known as a dumping site for bodies, and so it goes. Shanaz Ali is the founder of the Musadi Gives Back, which is based in Tafelsig. Joins me on the line now. Shanaz, a very good afternoon and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm the founder of Musadi Gives Back. I just wanted to say that every time they're killing people and they're dumping the children down there in a soccer field, and we really need help of the city of Cape Town to help us. And the soccer field is like a dump yard. It's even dumping the dirt. Everything has been dumped there. Even the people come take sand and build them. It's hauled in. And last week, Friday, a boy got this little this girl then laying there as a skeleton. He ran. And they just dumped. This is the second body that we found there. And we really need the city of Cape Town to help us clean up that place. We did have the city of Cape Town, did it last year, June. They came, they cleaned it up, but they never came back again. And we need to do something to let the people cannot dump whatever they want to dump on that soccer field. And it look, you don't even want to know how it looks right now at this moment. So everybody dumps, they dump their bodies, and I mean, we need to protect our children. So we need help with that soccer field.
Shanaz, I'm going to ask the obvious question, of course, that the SAPS is investigating the matter and finding out who the body of the 14-year-old is, and obviously who would have been responsible for dumping the body there, correct?
Yes.
You're saying that this is not the first time that a body has been found. This is the second time you are relating the story. What information do you have, in, if any, of the first body that was discovered at the sporting ground?
The first body, the girl was 11 years old. She was, I don't even want to say the word, it's very sad. She was abused. She was raped. She they put her in a waste bin and they chucked the body there on the soccer field. And this is now the second time. Now also, we don't know, it can be between 14 and 20. The skeleton, this body was a skeleton the boy found there. And we need to close that soccer field. The city of Cape Town need to close it. Put no dumping sign on there. The children cannot even play. We at Musadi, we got a soccer team as well. The children cannot even play on that field because it's like a tip, a dead body tip that's going on there.
We did try to reach out to Dr. Zaid Badruddin, the Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health at the City of Cape Town. I should note that we only started reaching out to him an hour and a half before the show started. So hopefully, if not today, before 6 o'clock, he'll be able to join us tomorrow. Shanaz, if you had him on the line now, what would you have liked to say to him?
I would say to him that we need his help to clean up, clean that soccer field, put a fencing around it, and put a board on no dumping there. And we can maybe do a garden there. We did, as Musadi champions, we did a garden there. That didn't even last. We will ask him to close the thingy and maybe give Musadi give back the key. Then we will look after the soccer field. You understand? But nobody can go into the soccer field and just do whatever. There's not even, I would even ask him to put some spotlights on there that we can see what's going on in the night, because it's like dead. You know, there's no lights on the field either. So So we cannot see who goes in the middle of the night and dump bodies and go, you know, and they take the waste bins, put the body in the waste bins and put it in there. We will ask for that out. You know, we got to do something to protect our kids. What if the kids cannot play there anymore? There's big holes in there. The kid can go into a hole. We won't even know the kid is down in the hole. So deep is the holes on the soccer field.
Have you reached out to the ward counselor? Because often he or she would be the first port of call for not only your organization, but residents, obviously, in the area who are affected by this.
My darling, I just heard that we fall under Ward 99, but we don't know who the counselor is there because it's this side of Mitchell's Plain. You understand? So Ward 99 is Khayelitsha and Tafelsig. But Tafelsig, my area there, we don't know who the ward counselor is down there. Because if I know, I'm staying like 25 years there, and I don't know who's the ward counselor. There was a guy, I think Bugwani is his name. He came out and said he was the ward counselor. He never came back to us to ask, do Musadin need anything to be done with the soccer field? We even went to him to ask, can we have soccer poles for the children to play on there, never came back to us. It's like going to a wall and you cannot break the wall down.
Shanaz, it is very easy to find out who your ward counselor is. You go to capetown.gov.za and search for ward counselor,
yes,
for Ward 99.
Did,
and then... they also have the contact details of that ward councillor. Do keep on holding for me, Shanaz. We've just received, or at least we've just got on the line, Councillor Dr. Zahid Badruddin, who is the Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health at the City of Cape Town. Zahid, I appreciate you might not have the details of the story, and thank you for agreeing to talk to us at such short notice. What information can you share with us regarding this ground SWAT clip, it's called, where a six-year-old bumped into a skeleton of what appears to be a 14-year-old girl. It's not the first time this has happened. This is the second time, and the community of Tafelsig and Mitchell's Plain are rather worried. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Thanks for having me. Yes, so I must admit I'm not aware of this incident having happened regarding the boy and the skeleton. So it's definitely going to be something that I'm going to make inquiries about after our chat. But in terms of the entire facility, the SWAT Club facility was one that was built in 2010 for the Soccer World Cup. It was used for the community to watch the games and to continue using the facility as a legacy asset in that particular community. But unfortunately, like many of our assets in that particular area, the fence has been stolen over time, has been replaced and has been stolen over time. Electricity cables has been stolen as well, replaced, stolen. Number of vandalism and theft incidences that we are doing our best to keep up with in terms of securitizing, hardening the facility, working with community, neighborhood watchers, walking buses, Women for Change, so that we can get more people inside in the facility and protect it. But it is an ongoing problem, and I am very well aware of it. It's one that sits very high on my list of to-dos in terms of making sure we can bring it up to speed again for that community that must be able to use the facility for its intended purposes as it was designed in 2010.
So what immediate plans, if any, does the city have then to address the shortcomings, if you like, at SWAT Club? As you say, and I know this very well, that the city spends an incredible amount of money off its budget in repairing or replacing stolen and damaged property, which is unfortunate, but we cannot have a six-year-old making use of the field and bumping into a skeleton of a 14-year-old, as Shanaz Ali reports.
Yeah, definitely something that I'm going to make inquiries about. In terms of where our focus is at the moment, SWAT Club, for those who don't know, is a very large facility with a beautiful wall used for foosball, meant to be used for foosball, netball, soccer games, but also large open green space. And so because the fence has disappeared in its entirety around the facility, we are now going to ensure that our focus remains on looking after the actual building that is used by the community groups for programs, sports and recreation and other clubs that use the facility. So what that means is security at the facility, making sure that our burglar bars are in place, making sure that our toilets and our ablution facilities are working, that are looked after, that any opportunity that any criminal may like to use in terms of accessing that facility is prevented, or not the, we remove that opportunity, so that at least the hard and bulk infrastructure is looked after, so that once we have community partnership securing that particular space, we can then again move over to our fence and securitizing the entire perimeter. But again, yeah, very importantly, together with our community and neighborhood watchers in that area.
All right. Mayoral Committee Member for Community Services and Health with the City of Cape Town, Dr. Zahid Badruddin, thank you very much for the time. Councillor for Ward 99, the area in which the sports ground finds itself, Councillor Bongile Ngani joins me on the line now. Bongile, the MACO member a moment ago highlighting that this is a facility obviously owned and managed by the City of Cape Town that has been a victim to quite a number of vandalism and stolen property over the many, many years, and the city keeps on replacing it. What we are sitting with, though, is seemingly an abandoned piece of asset for the City of Cape Town that is meant for the benefit of the community, and we are not realizing any sustainable solutions. Whatever the city is going to be putting in there needs the buy-in of the community to protect it. What are you going to be doing to activate the community of your ward to take better care, if you like, of the facility? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir. Well, it's quite correct what you're saying, that we need to have a partnership with the community to make sure that we protect that facility. And a community they must understand anything that's happening there at the end of the day is their facility. But if I can be able to take this opportunity to just to create it, my member that is on the line, and then also if he can be able maybe to, I'm not sure what his interview intent for, but that facility has been standing still since 2016 because of the challenges on the inside, and the community cannot be able to use that facility because of the floor, and it was also the leak on the roof. So it's quite frustrating for that community as well. If he can be able to brief the listeners and the public at large in terms of what is that outstanding from the city and what is the timeline that can be able to resolve the crisis that we are facing with in that facility.
Bongile, let me ask this. You are the ward councillor. You were elected by people in Ward 99 to represent their interests. Why have you not engaged with the MACO member for Community Services and Health in the city of Cape Town?
I have done it. Hence, I'm asking now on the line. I have done it. He knows it.
Okay, I mean, he's no longer on the line and he has committed to come back to us in a moment. So 2016, 2017 is when you engaged the city, and then what happened?
He promised me to do a follow-up, and the matter was under investigation by the City of Cape Town because of the certain line department that was not be able to do the job properly. But up until now, I'm sitting with that frustration. I've raised it with him. I invited him to that facility. I had meeting with him in numerous meetings, and I escalated the matter even to the mayor up until today.
Well, can I get this facility? Can I get this commitment from you, Bongile? I'll be standing in for John again tomorrow. Pippa will be doing the show on Thursday and Friday. John is out for the remainder of the week. Can you ensure an appointment, even if it's a telephonic one, with Councillor Zahid Badruddin? Can you both go and visit the facility with Shanaz Ali, founder of Masari Gives Back, and other organization that works there? And hopefully by Friday, we can then follow up and see what action is going to be taken here, because
I appreciate
your frustration that you're not getting any joy from the city, but you have to appreciate the community's frustration with both you and the city in, quite frankly, delivering on services that are due to them as a community in a facility that was meant for their benefit. You know, issues between councillor and MACO member should not be a stumbling block for the city in delivering what it promises to the community.
Sure.
So I'll give both of you until Friday, and hopefully Pippa Hudson, when she's standing in for John Matham on Friday, will be able to follow up with both you and Councillor Zahid Badruddin in terms of what has happened in dealing with this field, yeah?
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Councillor Bongile Ncane. Shanaz Ali, founder of Masadi Gives Back. You have until Friday, Shanaz, to engage both Councillor Bongile Ncane as well as Councillor Dr. Zayed Badruddin on matters pertaining to this field in Swartklip. Can we also hear back from you on Friday as to what happened, yeah?
Yes, I will do so, sir. But let me just, can I just say something to the councillor?
Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. There is no neighborhood watch in our area, first of all, right? And you guys are concentrating here on the indoor center, right? We don't even know what's going on for the indoor center. There's been people sitting and working there, get paid from the city of Cape Town. I never, for the 25 years I stayed there, I never saw no things going on there. That is that side. I'm talking about our soup kitchen, Musari Gives Back, in the road, Teresa Street. You go down the road, they will take the waste bin down the road and they will put the body in the waste bin and they will dump it just there by us. The indoors is a little bit further down. I'm not worried about the indoors because there's never happening nothing. We as Musadi Give Back, we opened our own little soccer team, Musadi United, but the children is not allowed. We're not even allowed to ask for the indoors for soccer poles and stuff we can do with the activities for the children.
All right, Shanaz, I will hold it there. I'm going to make sure that Mia, who's producing the show, has given you numbers for all, for both Councillor Bongile Ncane as well as Councillor Dr. Zayed Badruddin. You will all have a meeting, and on Friday we'll have a report back here. Yeah? I don't mind Cape Talk being the conduit for such conversations, but we live in a constitutional democracy that allows you, Shanaz Ali, and members of your community direct access to Councillor Bongile Ncane, who is the elected representative for your ward, who should be petitioning to the City of Cape Town for your needs. Thank you all for your time this afternoon.